Allura rocks. Allura couldn't pull off a win on the road Friday. The Rocks lost 4-2 against the Strathroy Jets at the Gemini Sportsplex. The team remains second in the WOSHL standings with 15 wins and 9 losses. No further games are scheduled at this time. Fergus Whalers. It was a rough weekend for the Whalers. Fergus lost twice, first to the Concardon Bulldogs 4-3 in a shootout on Friday and then 6-2 against the Mount Forest Patriots on home ice Sunday. The Whalers are third in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 26 wins, 8 losses, 3 overtime losses and 2 shootout losses. The team is on home ice twice this weekend, first on Friday evening for a match against the Hanover Barons and then one against the Mitchell Hawks Sunday afternoon. Mount Forest Patriots. Mount Forest put some marks in the win column. The team started things off with a 6-3 win over the Walkerton Capitals on Friday and then went on to beat Fergus on home ice on Sunday 6-2. The Patriots are second in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 31 wins, 7 losses and 3 overtime losses. Erin Outlaws. The Outlaws are down 2-0 in the opening rounds of the old playoffs. The playoff series against the Ripley Wolves started with a 10-3 loss for Erin, which was then followed up by a 7-0 shutout by the Wolves the next day. Game 3 is scheduled for Saturday in Ripley at 7:30 p.m. with Game 4 set for Family Day at the Center 2000. Erin must win at least one of these games to continue the series. Minto 81s. Minto kicked off the old playoffs with back-to-back wins. In a best-of-seven series against the Creemore Coyotes, the 81s won 4-2 Friday and 7-1 Saturday. Game 3 is set for Saturday in Palmerston at 6 p.m. and Game 4 will be on Family Day in Creemore. Minto will move on to the next round if the team wins both.